Well, hello, my name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio, and it is time for the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I hereby call this meeting to order, being as I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, but I am not the secretary. My cat, Pippa, sometimes known as Princess Prissy Pants or Princess Fluffy Bottom, is the secretary of the Dubious Goals Committee. All other board members wish to remain anonymous. Therefore, there will not be a roll call at this time. On today's agenda, item number one, the Rugby World Cup starts in 2 days. I'm pretty excited about it, and I know what you're thinking. But Tobe, we thought you were a football fan, and not a football fan. Well, it's true, I am a football fan, but I actually do love all disciplines of football, except, of course, for American gridiron football, which is just boring as hell and is the kindergarten girls' version of men's games. Yeah, that probably just lost me some listenership, but oh well, I said it. Rugby World Cup, you know, this is rugby union, this is not rugby league, and if you don't know the difference, let me just say that when we say rugby, there are actually two different games that go by that name, and we differentiate them, referring to one as rugby union and one as rugby league. And rugby union is the missing link between rugby league and Australian rules football, whereas rugby league is the missing link between American gridiron football and rugby union. So there's kind of a, if you know all the football disciplines, you can see a clear, you know, advance or a retreat from various styles depending on which way you go up and down the scale. But we're not here to talk about the various disciplines of football. We're here to talk about rugby union. And of course, my favorite rugby union team of all time, my favorite national team, my favorite any kind of team, is of course, that's right, you knew it before I even said it, the New Zealand All Blacks. I love the All Blacks. They're so awesome. I don't really need to say anymore. But I'm going to anyway. I never thought I'd ever get to see the All Blacks play in real life until last year, when it was announced that they were going to play the American team. I bet you didn't even know the United States had a national rugby team. Well, they do, and they're called the Eagles. And they try real hard, and they're not that bad, actually. I mean, in the world rankings, they're about halfway up the scale, which is pretty good, but when they have to play big monster teams, it's like watching a professional NFL team play a junior high school B squad. You know, it's kind of brutal. So I get an email from Doug, oh, All Blacks are coming to Chicago. All right, we're going. We bought tickets on the first day that they were available. We started making plans, we started making reservations, and then some months later, on Halloween, I think it was, we packed up the girl and a bunch of other stuff, and we jumped in the car and we drove to Chicago to see the All Blacks play at Soldier Field against the United States Eagles. And oh boy, was that an experience. The drive itself wasn't that eventful. I think we stopped at some geocaches so I could unload some junk, but that's a different story altogether. And we had to eat McDonald's a couple times. I don't know how I got through that with a lot of enzymes. And we got to Chicago the night before, and what did we do? I don't remember. Didn't do much, and it was like Halloween night, and so it was all crazy downtown, and our hotel was downtown, and there was crazy people everywhere, and it was pretty fun. And well, we stayed in this super old hotel, and we had a room at the top of the building, like the 10th story, and It was stormy that night. It was windy. This was also the night before that guy was going to walk a tightrope somewhere in Chicago, some tall buildings. Look up Nick Walenda's thing in Chicago, and that was the night after the day I was there. And so, I even saw the cable when we were driving around downtown. Like, hey, there's that cable the guy's going to walk on. Doesn't seem like the brightest idea, but, you know, what do I know? I don't go around walking on high wires. Why would I then? Anyway. And that's how I found out I can't sleep in tall buildings, because I've noticed before that I can feel buildings sway if I'm at the top of a tall building. I've got a friend who lives on the 10th floor of a building downtown, and when I'm in his apartment, I can feel the building sway. It makes me a little bit dizzy and weird. I think I'm going to fall down. It's bizarre. It affects my inner ear. And so as soon as we get up to the top floor of the hotel, I'm like, oh my God, because I can already feel it. And it's a stormy night and the wind is just howling, 50 mile an hour wind, so the building is swaying like crazy. Once I laid down, apparently I laid down in the right direction and I didn't feel as bad, but oh God, I stayed up all night. And the 3 hours of sleep I did get were horrendous. And when I woke up, my inner ears were so messed up, I couldn't almost walk. It was very bizarre, but I managed to power through it, and I got some food in me, and I got a lot of sugar in me, and a lot of water in me. And we headed out to Soldier Field, home of the, I don't know, Bears or Tigers, one of those animal teams up there. I kind of want to say Bears. It was in Chicago, so it's got to be the Chicago Bears. Tigers are for somewhere else. Tigers are in Cincinnati, no? Those are Bengals, but that's a tiger. Detroit. Tigers are in Detroit. Regardless, we get to the stadium and it's a big fanfare and it's crazy and there's a lot of people there. And that's when I found out that this was sold out. And I was shocked to find out that this event was sold out, because if you ask most Americans, they don't know that we have a rugby team and they sure as hell have never heard of the All Blacks. But the All Blacks' fame is far and wide, and everybody's a fan, so this game attracted 60,000 people to this stadium. There's boatloads of people, and they're all freaking rugby players. And basically what this means is that every fourth guy is carrying around a case of beer. And I don't mean a six-pack of beer. I don't mean a 12-pack of beer. I mean he's got a case of beer, and it's usually something cheap, like Natural Light or Busch Light or something like that. And all the female rugby players, every second or third one, is carrying around a 12-pack of Heineken bottles. You've never seen so much beer consumed in one place. Well, maybe you have. I don't get out much. I know you're thinking, oh my God, Tobe, you're such a hick from the farm. I'm like, yeah, kinda, but not, but sort of. Yeah, this is the first big professional sporting event I'd ever been to, or at least the largest one. I'd been to, you know, small baseball games, like AA or AAA games, and I've been to other international rugby games, This was the monster. I'm finally getting to see the All Blacks play, something I thought I would never see happen. And while we were waiting to go in, you know, we got our free backpacks and all our crap, and I bought a scarf, and we get into the stadium, and they have all this really nice food, but it's extraordinarily expensive. And I wasn't hungry anyway, because we already ate, and I was full, and I was feeling weird anyway. So the girl gets a beer and a pretzel, and we go into the stadium, and it's going to be on TV. Maybe you saw it on TV. Maybe you saw me on TV. My dad said he saw me on TV. And while we're in the stadium, I'm here, you know, we got to go through gates and stuff, and I'm hearing people talk about, oh, this is going to be great. Yeah, USA, USA. There's a lot of jingoism going on and a lot of really optimistic people. There was a guy standing in front of me who was talking to a guy in front of him, and he said, you know, this is great. If we win by 2 tries, we'll be number one in the standings. Okay, and 2 tries is the equivalent of basically 2 touchdowns. And this is optimistic. This is American disillusionment of self. Because the first thing I did is I then turned around and said to Doug and the girl, I said, you know, I want to take action on this and I will give America 60 points. I didn't say 16, I'm saying 60. 6-0. Okay, now some people are thinking, no, Tobe, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Oh, no, it's not. So the game starts, and it's action, and it's super fun, and oh no. The All Blacks committed a penalty early on, and the United States got a penalty kick, and they kicked for points, and they got on the board for 3 points real early in the game, like in the first 2 or 3 minutes. And then something happened again, about maybe not even 5 minutes later, another 2 or 3 minutes later, and the United States ended up with another free kick, and they kicked it between the posts and got another 3 points. And before you know it, 10 minutes into the game, and it's 6-0 United States. United States Eagles have 6 points. New Zealand All Blacks have 0 points. Oh my goodness. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's having a good old time. And I'm just laughing to myself because, you know, there's 70 more minutes to play. There's still an hour and 10 more minutes to play. And I knew what was going to happen, and I did not fear for any of my imaginary betting money because I knew that New Zealand was going to score more points than anybody could possibly ever imagine. And then for the next hour and 10 minutes, not including the break for halftime, we just watched New Zealand run all over the United States. He runs down the field. It's a try for New Zealand. It's a touchdown. They get the ball again. Run to the end of their end of the field. Boom. Touchdown. It's another try. Boom. Boom. This goes back and forth, and I'll leave you to do the math at home, but the game is only 80 minutes long. The final score was United States 6. That's right. They never scored again. New Zealand 74. Yes, they beat my 60-point spread by and then some. It's only an 80-minute game. New Zealand almost scored a point a minute on average. Those are my All Blacks. I love them. I'm rooting for them in the Rugby World Cup. I hope you will too. This is Tobe. You've been listening to Anon Radio. We're going to take a little break. Listen to some music. Oh, let me get, that's probably another request. Yellow. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. You want to hear some reverb? I got somebody on the line who wants to hear some reverb. So, we're going to listen to some reverb. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, what? Yeah. Oh, okay. No reverb? Okay, fine. Yeah, I can bring that music bed back. Sure. How's this? You got it. See you later. All right. Got the reverb off and we got the music back. Everybody's happy. Well, I remembered to go to the drugstore today. I had to go to get some of my enzyme pills, and while I was there, I saw some other enzyme pills of some other stuff, and protease 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this, that, and the other thing, and the other, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, perhaps I shall try these as well. We'll see what happens. While I was at the drugstore, I also found some cheap USB, some USB jump drives. They were $5 for 16 gig. I realize that's not that great of a deal, but I do need these, and I really, really like this particular brand. I don't even know what brand they are, but they're just these flat metal sticks, and they're awesome, and I just think they're just... Oh, they're so 21st century, and they're awesome, and they got this little plastic thing on the end that glows orange when you're using it, of course, and it's got a hole in it so you can thread it through a chain, a keychain, or whatever. So I've got this bead chain that's got all these jump drives on it, which are all, you know, software agents and computers and virtual machines and all kinds of weird crap. You know the stuff I carry around with me. Or perhaps you don't. However, this is not the What's in Tobe's Pockets Today show. This is some other kind of show that you're listening to on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am the president and the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. This is our daily meeting, and we are discussing our dubious goals today. One dubious goal that I have for tomorrow is to find some mushrooms, because it's been raining, and not super heavy, but enough, and it's been cool enough recently that it should be within some good mushroom growing ranges, and the water level will get good, and moisture, and happy, happy mushroom time! Yay, yay! I can't wait to go out and see what's a-poppin', because it's not supposed to be very hot tomorrow. It'll be humid. But as long as it's 70 degrees or less, I should be okay for a while. And while I'm out there, I'll look for some motts. Because now that summer is pretty much over and things have stopped growing, you can see through the underbrush, and so motts are easier to spot these days. I saw one today while I was driving to the drugstore. He was in a little field, and on the way back from the drugstore, I drove by there to see if he was still there, and I couldn't spot him, and I couldn't get out of the car because it was starting to get hot, and I already had to go to some other places to begin with. Where else did I go? I had to go to somewhere. Oh, I went to the bank. That was fun for, you know, the whole minute that took. And then I went to a store, and I went to somewhere else, and then I think I went to a place. Now, I remember, I went over to my parents' house to give my dad a magnetic parts dish. You've probably seen them, it's a metal dish for putting parts in, and it's got a big magnet on the base to keep all the parts in the bowl, presuming that they contains some amount of iron. And my dad likes to mess around with garden railways and model railroading stuff, and so he's always taking apart engines and stuff like that. And so a good way to not lose those parts is to put them in a big magnetic dish. So big magnetic dish it is. I have one too, and I thought, oh, this will be really handy for something. And I thought, oh, I know, when I'm soldering and building electronics projects and stuff, I can just throw all the parts in there, and then that'll somehow make it easier for me, and I won't spill things, and parts won't end up on the floor, and all this other weird stuff. And that seemed like a real great plan until the one time I actually tried it, and all I managed to do was like magnetize the legs of capacitors and resistors and LEDs. And that's not necessarily bad until you're trying to do some freeform soldering and the component, like the resistor or the capacitor, wants to stick magnetically to your soldering iron instead of letting go and being soldered to some other component. It was driving me nuts, and it took me, you know, 3 hours to do an 18-minute soldering job. Yeah, so I put that little magnetic dish aside, and I had another one. Of course, I didn't buy these. I got these with coupons. Free coupons for free magnetic dishes that seem like a good idea but really aren't, from Harbor Freight. And actually, of course, they weren't totally free. I did have to buy that 29-cent knife, which actually cost 32 cents with sales tax. And so they were 32-cent magnetic dishes. You might wonder, how many of those knives do you have? I don't know. I've got this big thing full of them, at least 50. And those aren't the only things I've ever purchased. I've also bought a lot of pipe thread tape, because those are only 49 cents. And for a while there, oh, and when those fake ass spring clips that look like carabiners are on sale for like 69 cents, then I'll grab some of those. So I've got a whole load of those that aren't even good for anything. I don't know why I got them. I don't know, maybe I figured I'd tie somebody up with them. I don't know. And then there was also some wire brushes. There's some 49-cent wire brushes, and I use a lot of wire brushes for weird stuff, mostly for imparting texture on softer things like foam, clay, other modeling compounds, things like that. So I would go through a lot of wire brushes because I like to tear up the brush so I can get different effects when I'm creating texture on things that require texture. Wire brushes are fun. You can use them to clean files if you like to file things. Sometimes a file needs to be cleaned, so you just get a wire brush, wish a wish a wish a wish a wish a, and your file is like brand new and ready to go again. Remember that. So always have wire brushes handy. Wire brushes are super handy for getting corrosion off battery terminals, either in your car or any electronic device in which you stupidly left some batteries, like I did in one of my cordless screwdrivers, but it was a real junky one, and I'm not depressed about it, because now I can take the screwdriver apart and use that sweet-ass gear motor for a robot. I'm pretty excited about that already. I left something. What did I mess up? Oh, and one of my clocks. I have one of those talking Japanese alarm clocks. It's in the form of Smedley from Wacky Races. And, you know, when the alarm goes off, he says, "Shikan da yo." You know, it's time to get up. But he does it in that funny Smedley voice, and then the bomb in his hand goes off. It doesn't make any sense, but I like it. But I was wondering, hey, why doesn't this work anymore? I thought, uh-oh, did I leave batteries in here? Yes, I did. I opened up the battery compartment, and there's all that lovely turquoise goop on the terminal. So I got out the wire brush, scrape, 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 scrape. Then I took a Dremel to it with a little wire brush attachment to it. And good as new. Back to working, back to talking. Why didn't I bring it down here? I don't know. Why don't we do that? Hold on a second, I'll go grab it. Isn't that awesome? You too can have one of these. If you... Well, you can probably find them online. These are all the rage in some places. My cousin, she really likes these. She collects a whole bunch of them. And one Christmas some years ago, she gave me this guy. And he just cracks me up. Let's listen to him one more time. That's the bomb ticking. And remember, this is Smedley from Wacky Races, the dog, and he's carrying a round black anarchist's bomb. And there's a little LED on the fuse, and so when the bomb is ticking, why a round anarchist bomb ticks, I don't understand, but, you know, whatever. It's a clock. It's an alarm clock, so I guess they're trying to tie it in one more time. Isn't that just the greatest thing ever? I probably should get some more of these. I don't know what I would want, though. I'm not a big wacky racist fan, and I'm not a big clock fan. But I do like things that talk and make noise. Gigandoyo. And things that say gigandayo. Gigandayo. Also, I have no uses for alarm clocks. I just sleep whenever I want for as long as ever I want. And even if I did have to wake up, I don't think I'd want to wake up to that. That could get annoying. Oh, life is just a hoot and a holler, isn't it? I sure find it that way. I try to relax. And I try to keep it relaxed. In fact, I think I'm going to relax some more, because as I look at the clock, I notice that I'm running out of time, so I think I'm going to have to call this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to a close. My name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio. Remember, watch the Rugby World Cup, root for the All Blacks, and stay tuned for the Barnacle Show. It's always good. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.